This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And everybody at Papa Do's down in Houston, Texas, as May 4th, 2025 will always be known as the day Buddy Hield dropped 33 and 9 threes, the official Buddy Hield game as the Warriors advanced to the second round, and they knocked off Houston not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five. Oh, five times. Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo,
five times in the last decade, and the Warriors advanced to the second round. What's up, buddy?
I can't believe they won that game. Friday night might have been one of the lowest moments since 2016 as a Warrior fan. One of them. I know there's been other ones. I'm talking about the Father's Day loss to LeBron, right?
Yeah.
That was as low as I felt in a long time. No, they were awful. They were awful. And they completely wiped the whole thing away. They picked themselves off the mat yesterday. I don't know how they won that game. Steph Curry, I kept watching the first half going, is Steph going to do anything? There's no way they can win. If Steph doesn't do anything. And Buddy freaking Hield. Buddy Hield, who we've kind of had a joke, like as a station, like, you know, you live by the Buddy, you die by the Buddy. And walking the Buddy Hield experience, that tightrope, is terrifying. And the guy showed up in the biggest way. I'm flat.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Flabbergasted. I can't believe that we had not a game six Clay. And I don't want to disrespect Clay in any way, but for Buddy Hield of all players be now synonymous with game seven, Buddy, are you kidding me?
I can't believe it. Shasky, 888-957-9570. Line them up. I want to talk to the fans here. Did you believe game seven? Cause you're right. Friday night, as we recap Friday night, game number six at Chase Center. 3 minutes into the game, 3 minutes to 7 seconds, Draymond Green gets called for flagrant one and whacks Jalen Green, right?
I'm just like,
oh, that's how we're setting the tone. Now, the Rockets are up 46-35 Friday night. Steph Curry goes on an 11-point personal run, but the Rockets had an answer every single time. And next thing you know, in the fourth quarter, as they go into the fourth quarter, down two, they score 5 points over the next 8 minutes to 7 seconds Friday night in the fourth quarter. And it's like, wow, a game seven? Really? You couldn't wrap up couldn't wipe them out and couldn't get some rest before Minnesota? And I'm thinking all day Sunday, everybody's like, the newsroom down at NBC Sports Bay Area was tight. I thought Fitz had a look on his face where he's like, I don't know. But nobody knew.
Everywhere I went. So Saturday, we had a bunch of stuff going on. Baseball in the morning, then golf, and then came in. Everywhere I went, everyone was like, there's just no chance.
No chance.
The Warriors win game seven. There's no chance.
I had no idea. I'm not going to lie. The panic meter, I went full tilt on the panic meter Friday for the first time in the history of the panic meter.
Bonte, I gave up. I said, there's no way. I give up. There's no way they're going to win the game. And then I'm watching. I'm like, we're up four and Steph really hasn't done anything? I think we're up this, and Buddy Hield hitting that shot before the end of the quarter? Are you kidding me? He actually played great defense. One more thing. If I never see Fred VanVleet the rest of my life, I'll be happy. That guy, every shot he took, I thought was going in. We could not stop him for the life of us.
That three-game stretch, 18-27, Fred VanVleet, he was cooking with hot grease. And I thought the Warriors did. You're right. Buddy Hield did play some damn defense yesterday. Fred VanVleet only had 4 3-point attempts for most of that game. You know, he hit a couple threes when it was already academic and the Warriors were going to win that game. But they really did a good job. That 1-3-1 zone that they employed yesterday slowed down Şengün, who had 21 points on 23 shots. But I want to get back to Buddy Hield. You mentioned a 4-point lead after the first quarter because I felt good at halftime. Steph had three and they're up 12.
And I was
thinking, oh, Houston, you've got a problem.
Exactly.
Because it's just a matter of time before Stephen Curry gets cooking. And next thing you know, you look up, he's got 22-10-7. His 23rd career playoff double-double. Three assists shy of a triple-double. But Buddy Hield hitting that three before the end of the first quarter buzzer from the Toyota Center logo. To be up four at that point, because remember, they lost five of the first six first quarters, Shasky. Mm-hmm.
And looked pathetic offensively, majority of them.
Anemic, just slow. Even though they only scored 23 points in that first quarter, I thought they were playing faster offensively. And you know what? This is where it goes back to Draymond Green. Because for the first six games, even Monty Poole, the great Monty Poole, Warriors insider at NBC Sports Bay Area, Shasky, Friday night we're doing a podcast. He goes, you know, he just can't do some of the things that he wants to do it. You just don't know if Father Time's knocking on the door right now. Well, you know what? The guy saved his best for last. Oh. And I'm going to give credit when credit is due because he set the tone of that first quarter by going scoring 8 points. And people always say, like, you keep harping on Draymond's offense. We don't need him to shoot. No, you do. He's got to hit those shots. And I know he went 2 for 8, Shasky, from the three-point line, but he needs to take those attempts because those shots that are created are great shots. You can't draw up a better play.
Just think about where you were Saturday morning or Friday night. If it didn't cross your mind that might be the final series you saw from Draymond Green, because Giannis could be available and this guy could be available. Like, I don't know what you were thinking because he was bad Friday night. And I'm an equal opportunist. When he plays well, I praise him. Friday, it felt like to me he had lost his mind on the call, and it discombobulated everything. And the team and him, they just couldn't focus from that point on. Yep. Now, I'm not trying to blame him. Other guys, like, no one showed up. I want to make it clear. Right. No one showed up in game five and game six. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that when he is ultra-focused, others fall in line. And for him to play that game in the first half the way that he did, I thought it set the tone. And then defensively at the rim, he did a great job on that spin move that Şengün has been just crushing us with. You know it's coming, that leverage spin. Mm-hmm. He'll go to the right, he'll go to the left, he'll do either one. He did a great job defending without fouling. And then I thought he did a really good job attacking the hoop.
Yep.
Finally!
Yep. I thought one of the key, and Steve Kerr calls his ass off, I thought, yesterday, the third quarter, when you're trying to weather the storm. Now, Draymond Green sets the tone going 3 for 3. I was watching his warm-up, and I was like, man, he's hitting his threes. He hit like 7 of 9 threes when I was watching his warm-up talking to DJ down the line. That third quarter, Shasky, when the Rockets were storming back, it is 63-60. And I thought Steve Kerr, like a Jedi, made a 4-feet with you. I'll drop that for you, Star Wars geeks.
Let's go!
I thought he used his timeouts excellently. In that third quarter, and it's 63-60. He slows it down. The Warriors in the third quarter on a 7-2 run. You get a three from Jimmy Butler. You get a huge layup for Draymond. You get the floater from Draymond inside the paint. So then you go back into the fourth quarter up eight. And then the chef starts cooking. He scores five straight to open up the fourth quarter. He gets Jabari Smith Jr. out of isolation, takes him to the rack. Amen Thompson, next possession, falls asleep. Steph Curry drains a three, and boom, you got action. Warriors up big, and they never look back. Steve Kerr in that third quarter, because things was getting hairy. Amen Thompson's taking over. The Rockets are making shots. It was 56-47. Kerr calls a timeout.
Yep.
He calls another timeout later on. Then he calls a timeout 63-60, said just slow it down. We're not going to relinquish this lead. So Steve Kerr, I know a lot of people want to fire Steve Kerr, say he's overrated. He's been coaching his ass off this season.
Well,
all stops.
Agree.
Yesterday was a game. He leaned on the veterans. That third quarter, Steve Kerr was excellent.
Go back to the first quarter. I'm glad you brought up the timeouts and the usage of the timeouts. First quarter, it's 13-17.
Yep.
Amen Thompson gets multiple back-to-back layups and putbacks, and he goes, boop, quick timeout. We're going to shut the water off. I believe he made a substitution also during that time. I thought situationally he crushed their momentum and then changed lineups with the timeouts. So to me, during the regular season, too many times, I would feel like, he went two possessions too long for calling the timeout. I go right away, timeout, boom, timeout. He did it too. And I thought that he crushed the soul of the crowd, of the Rockets, and just kind of changed kind of the feel of the way that the game was going. Kuminga got subbed out. Yep. They went right back with a different lineup. Like, he was just on it.
Yep. Now, wasn't it Pop-like yesterday, the way he used those timeouts?
Absolutely.
It felt like Greg Popovich, who, of course, stepped down Friday and became the team president. It felt very Popovich-like. And into the fourth quarter, his stars took over. Draymond was excellent. But, again, you got to go back to Buddy Hield. 22 first-half points.
I owe him an apology.
22 first-half points. And even when the starting lineup got revealed, I thought, you are 18-3 with Pods and Moody.
I know.
And you're going to Buddy, who, the guy was 0-for-4 Friday night, didn't score a basket. But Buddy after the game talking about, I was locked in, no social media. I told my family they can't come to the game. Nobody's coming to the game. I just needed to lock in. That was his first career game 7. And he stole the show. He became the 7th player in NBA history to make at least 7 threes in a game 7. You've got game 6 Clay in OKC. You got Steph Curry game 4 in Boston.
Yeah.
You got Jordan Poole doing what he's doing. Andrew Wiggins, double-double game 5 in the finals. You have all the Draymond memories, the Kevin Durant memories. And we're going to look back at this dynasty however long it lasts. We're going to say, remember the day Buddy Hield dropped 9 threes in a game 7 to beat the Rockets?
And saved their butts. Let's just call it what it is. No, because, look, I believe that the stars are going to take you home, right? You're going to win or lose by if the stars.
Yep.
But you look up at halftime and you're like, Buddy did everything you needed. Buddy got you the lead. Okay, it's halftime. Jimmy, Steph, take us home.
Right.
All right, and you referenced 63-60.
Yep.
Mark Grandy, I love him. He did a great job on the postgame show last time. He put out a tweet, and I want to make sure that I give him the appropriate just due. But this is why your superstars have to ride you home. Where does it say? 63-60, and from that point on, Steph and Jimmy Butler, 12-9 points to close things out.
Wow.
And they win going away. Now, Buddy also hit some big threes late. I mean, he had the layup where Fred VanVleet fouling Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Honestly, Jimmy could have got hurt, number one. Number two, he could have crashed into Buddy Hield and gotten him hurt. I thought it was a weak foul.
It was
loser's limp. Coach P, if you're out there, used to tell us, hey, when you start to lose, the worst thing you could do is be a poor sport and take a bad foul. Yep. That's to me, it was in poor taste, but also someone could get hurt.
No.
And I know he was frustrated. I don't think he's an awful person. It was a bad foul, but that was a dirty play.
It was a dirty play, no doubt. In the series, that had a lot of dirtiness to it. There was a lot of it,
Draymond
single-handedly.
He goes to pass, and Fred VanVleet's up in his face, and only Draymond hits a guy in the face while trying to pass. He got a foul on him, meaning Fred VanVleet fouled him, and Dray walked away with, was it a tech or a flagrant?
It was a flagrant.
I don't even know how that's possible.
No, it was a technical.
How is that possible?
I don't even know what a flagrant and tech are. I mean, the guy, game 3, game 4, game 6, name it.
He almost had a double-double in flagrants in this series.
Now we got to worry about him in Minnesota. He's a couple flagrants away from getting popped for a game in this series. So, you look at these playoffs, Shasky. You got the Russell Westbrook experience in Denver.
Hey, he's playing great, though.
He's playing great, but he's telling the ref, tech me. I don't care if I'm hanging on the rim. Send your asses home, right?
Yeah.
You got the full Draymond Green experience. And by the way, another meeting of the minds here with the basketball team. Draymond Green did take accountability in the podium after game six. After game seven. Here's what Day-Day had to say last night.
I had to channel it in a different way because that could lead you to, come on, and I want us so bad. I actually went the opposite way. I listened to all slow music the last couple days. Just kind of calmed myself down, went to the spa, meditate, because I knew, like, I know I can ratchet my intensity up. I know I'm going to meet the intensity level, but I felt like I was going too far. Now, I listened to checkout time on the way to the game the other day, and that was the exact mindset I had going into that game. Wanted to change it up a little bit today. You know, SZA, 90s R&B, just kind of changed it, completely changed it up, so... It was good for me.
It's unbelievable.
I love Dre. And there's an old Simpsons episode where Homer Simpson is, we've all seen The Simpsons, right, where he's sitting there and he's recounting a story from back in the day, and only Homer could do it this way. Like, as he's recounting the story, they show Homer Simpson. He's got huge guns because he's like jacked, full head of hair. And he's like, yes, Mr. President, answer your phone. Only Draymond can tell a story with so many lies, and I believe it. He needs to be his own autobiography narrator because he's got main character syndrome, and I'm here for it.
The 30 for 30 is going to be fascinating.
I got that flagrant on purpose. I thought that we needed it mentally at that point in time.
My technical in game three was calculated. Even though my team went on a 9-0 run before the first half, in 53 seconds into the third quarter, I needed a calculated team. The full sprint he had on that technical game three, the full Draymond Green experience to close out the Rockets. And by the way, he said it, I love this city. And Fred VanVleet was saying, hey, it's a different Rockets team. But Draymond's going, it's the same organization. And the fact that they've eliminated him in that building, game seven, 2018, game six, 2019, and then last night, the ownage that they have over the city of Houston.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. They're going to be big in the dynasty, Doc, when it goes to St. Louis. All those Houston Rockets.
Well, he set a screen on Dylan Brooks at the end of the game where he just gave him the old man with the butt, and Dylan just went flying. Dylan is still holding Steph somewhere. I don't know where, but he's still holding him somewhere. And we buried the lead. Jimmy Butler, this is why you got him. Him for big games like this, to be able to be the Robin to Steph's Batman. And Steph was awful in the first half.
He was a little off kilter too for a while, Jimmy Butler. Yeah,
he was afraid to shoot.
Yeah, he was like a little loose with the ball. But he got beat a couple times defensively.
He got big situational rebounds. He actually lost two loose balls.
Thompson's like, what's going on with
Fred
Jimmy?
Fred VanVleet picked his pocket.
One of the commercials going in a commercial, you can see him talking to Stackhouse as Terry Stotts. And he's very demonstrative. Like, what the hell is going on with Jimmy today?
But when push came to shove, he showed up. And I think the big number for me, 18 rebounds. Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. They had 18 rebounds combined between the two of them. And Steph Curry, I don't even know what else to say.
Yeah,
look, everybody points to the 1981 NFC Championship game, Dallas Cowboys, Niners. Yep. And they're like, yeah, Joe Montana had three turnovers. But when push came to shove, who was there? Who was there?
Joe Montana.
Okay. Everybody talks about the interception he almost threw against the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Right? That was dropped by the defender in, I believe, the third quarter. Maybe it was early fourth quarter. Yep. Okay. But when push came to shove, who was there?
Joe Montana.
Okay. Steph Curry, like Joe Montana, like all the greats, when push came to shove, even though he's got one hand, I don't even know what's going on with that thumb.
Oh, the right thumb looks nasty.
Even though they're grabbing him and holding him and Cobra clutching him, Steph Curry puts on an unbelievable show. He's the greatest I've ever seen. It's unequivocal. Well, no disrespect to all the legends, Bonds, Ricky, Willie, all of the Joe, Jerry, like they're all great. Steph is the one.
Numero uno. And what a carbon copy. It was so reminiscent of what happened in game six of 2019 in the second round against the Rockets. He goes scoreless at the half. And you're thinking, when's Steph Curry going to wake up? Then he drops 33 on him. Well, last night he scores 19-22, but he does a little bit of everything. Defensively, he gets two block shots. He gets two steals. He takes care of the basketball. Yep. And he goes night-night right in the nick of time. And here comes Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves, folks. We'll get to them.
But
great win last night against a young, inexperienced Rockets team. A grueling series. As Steph and Draymond mentioned, this was some of the toughest defense we've ever seen in the postseason. So I just want to know what spa Draymond went to. It sounds good. I could use a spa day, some meditation. Unbelievable.
Draymond Green, dude, the full experience. You know what, though? He always gets the last laugh.
He came through in the nick of time, man.
He always gets the last laugh.
Don't forget, Buddy Hield, folks. Buddy freaking Hield. Buddy Buckets. What you thought when you saw the starting lineup and said, Buddy Hield again after going 0-4? What's going on here?
I got the alert, no GP2, and I was like, oh boy.
GP2 out with the illness yesterday, game 7.
What is happening?
In Houston, Brendan Pajimski, migraine for Jonathan Kuminga, and now GP2 gets sick. By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.